Well, welcome to the Sunday show. It's a new lineup. This is our first show on Freedom Talk Radio with Dr. Rebecca Carley. What's Aim in the World? DrCarley.com is one of the websites. We've got a few more. We've got a Facebook page, Now Made Up, Reversing Induced Diseases. She can explain about that website. Dr. Rebecca Carley's been off air for a little while, as we all do, and we thought we'll bring her back and put her where she belongs, with her sisters and her brothers, to let everybody know what is ailing the world. So we've got some of the friends coming along today. We've got Sally O'Cordy, we've got Christina England. Thanks to Sheldon, the webmaster, for keeping us all going and bringing us together. And Timothy Spearman, the author, will be on before the end of the second hour. So Dr. Rebecca Carley, welcome to your show. And you know, the bumper music will get better. We're going to try and shrink it down for you. You are the boss, so just tell us what to do. We're here for you.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Andy, for this opportunity. Yes, I was on 5 internet radio shows over the past couple of years, and I kept being censored. You know, they don't like us to talk about the whole truth. And one of the reasons I love that show, Bombs Over Baghdad by John Trudell, he talks about the dancers of death. Well, as it turns out, the medical mafia are dancers of death as well. And vaccines are one of their primary weapons, and we have to stop this insanity.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted, you know, like I said, it is your show, and I know you want to open up with a topic, but you know, basically, we'll say hello to everybody and how they got in this mess, you know, because I'll call it a mess because it is a mess how we're fighting over, you know, why shouldn't we be taking that when it's harming us? You know, it shouldn't be a mess. It should be simple. We don't have to take it, you know, because this is the reason why it's harming us. You know, in my case, very quickly, I'll give myself a minute, then we'll have a minute from each person, and then you can open the show with the first topic. And we'll hear from Sally later on and Christina England, the author and researcher. So I got into this mess because found out that our children were not functioning well. They needed medical support. Nobody were listening. And when they did listen, other people contradicted the medical advice given by other doctors. Because we moved around a lot, the social workers got involved because we needed help. The children went. So fast forward 10 years later, children's still not here, and they're 18 and 17, and they've now got adult protection orders, not because mum and dad's bad, because the system wants to make money out of them. I do and truly believe, although they have diagnoses now that Dr. Carley's not aware of Charcot-Marie-Tooth type 1, I still believe that whatever happened in the early days of vaccines started off the chain of events to make any hereditary disease worse. So that's why I'm here fighting the radio show, not fighting the shows, but doing shows with other people on different subjects to fight the injustices really around the world. Christina, why are you here in the vaccine sort of research area?
More or less the same as you, Andy. I was falsely accused of Munchausen by proxy, and I had 2 vaccine damaged children. And I was trying to get medical help and medical intervention, and also just help generally. Just sort of, they needed a lot of care. They needed a lot of provisions. I got accused of falsely of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. I hadn't done anything. I was proved innocent, and I just wanted to expose the truth. So I began researching, and then I qualified at university to be a journalist, and I've been writing ever since.
Yeah, what's your new website again?
My website, I've got 2, but my main website is Parents and Carers Against Medical Injustice.
Yeah, and my article can be found on VaxTruth. If they Google Peacher and vaccines, they'll find the full story. Top of Google after all these years, Christina?
I've been writing and researching since 2000, actually, in the year 2000. And that's when I had the main problems. And since then, things have got a lot better, for me anyway, and certainly the children. They didn't get much better for, you know, the general situation we're in. And I've just written a book exposing everything and exposing medical documents that were my own medical documents and my social services documents, which really shouldn't have been exposed, but I've exposed them. And I've also exposed government paperwork showing exactly what was going on in the sort of 60s, 70s, 80s, right through to the 2010. We've got sort of government records from the JCVI, which prove categorically that they knew all along that vaccines were dangerous, and they put the vaccine schedules above the health and safety of our children. The book is called Vaccination Policy in the UK Government, The Untold Truth. And my co-writer was Dr. Lucia Tomogenovic.
Okay, that's brilliant. And Sally, welcome to the show with Dr. Carley. And just a quick 1 or 2 minute, why are you here?
Well, I'm here because I'm ecstatic that Dr. Carley is back on the air hosting a show. This is going to rock. I know it will. It always has. So What's Ailing the World is the new title. It used to be What's Ailing America. But I'm here because my sister was severely mentally retarded. I was 50 years old. She would have been 58 had she lived when my mother finally figured out what happened to her. And it's because I was figuring it out and she put it together from what I was learning. I was noticing everybody was turning into my sister, which completely paralleled the increase in vaccines. So I would stop the parents in the street and say, "Hi, my name is Sally. My sister was severely mentally retarded. What's the matter with your kid?" And instead of slapping my face, which you might consider they would relax and tell me their story. Now, I have talked to, I can't even tell you anymore how many people, but before I figured it out, I had spoken to many people, and they all said blah, 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 but my doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. So it became glaringly apparent that that was the one threat that each and every person who had a kid who reminded me of my sister or some version of it, because she was in an institution and I saw 1,000 kids, you know, and she was known as the retarded one in an institution for retarded people. So she was quite severe. And she did not know I was her sister, for sure. I don't know, think, you know, she was very fast and had nothing in her eyes. You could look right out the back of her head if you looked into her eyes. But she was very, very fast. So it's kind of a volatile combination. She was kept on drugs in these institutions. And I come to find, as the people who ran the institution die off, all the experimentation they were doing on exactly who she was, a severely mentally retarded child. So it's no surprise to me why she died at the age of 23. And she was in some of the worst institutions, and Willowbrook. And then, of course, there was Letchworth Village, which we thought was a good institution. Boy, what I've come to find out about that. So, yeah. So I'm here to fight for everyone else's children and to warn them not to vaccinate. That is my sole purpose, is to prevent. Rebecca and I work together beautifully because I want to prevent. But if it's too late for your kid, which it is for most, I just say, please call Dr. Rebecca Carley or go visit her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, because quite frankly, I don't want to just be a bully and scare people to death. I want to offer them a solution. So I'm so happy. So happy Rebecca is back.
Yeah, and finally, Dr. Rebecca Carley, why are you in this situation? And then lead us with your first story.
I was trained as a medical doctor, and then I became a surgeon. I stopped working in the hospitals when I saw what was going on. Unbelievable fraud, actual murdering of patients. I have a conscience, and I would not be part of that. So then I had my only son, who I did not know about vaccines at the time, and he received all his vaccinations and became brain damaged. I happened to go to a homeopath for an unhealed fracture I had in my foot, and we got talking, and she told me that there are homeopathic remedies to detox vaccinations, and I started doing that with my son, and the change in him was very dramatic. And that's when I developed my, what I call the Hippocrates Protocol, to detox vaccinations and other toxins as well, because we're being poisoned in many ways. Aspartame, pesticides, the list is endless. And so that's what I do now, is do consults for people, teaching them how to detoxify and what natural supplements they can take to repair the damage. Of course, the big problem is that nothing that works is covered by insurance, and of course, that's all intentional. So people have to pay out of pocket for my consult as well as for the remedies that they have to give their family. So that's always a problem because our economy is being intentionally trashed and everybody's broke now. But I continue to do what I do because it has to be done. And it's been very interesting. I've had attempts on my life. I've had all kinds of very bad things happen to me because of my work. What I do suggest is people go to GreenMedInfo, that's a website, and they're keeping track of all the holistic doctors that are being murdered. The list is at least 100 at this point. And, of course, there's no investigation being done by the authorities because this is a plan that's being, done. By certain people. So it's very dark, but, you know, putting our heads in the sand is not going to change anything. We have to wake up and smell the coffee and realize what's actually happening. And, of course, you know, our Congress, our legislators, no matter what country you're in, they're doing absolutely nothing. And this is not acceptable.
We've actually got Sheldon here. I just told him to mute, actually, but just out of respect to say hello to him because he's been the engine behind everything at the moment, and without him, we wouldn't know about you needing any, you know, help at the moment. So, Sheldon, thanks a lot for directing us in Dr. Carly's direction.
Yeah, it's great for being here. I'm hearing an echo, though, when you're talking and when Rebecca was talking. I'm hearing myself echoing.
Yeah, I'm not hearing nothing echoing. It's Sally, Dr. Carly, Christina. Do you hear any echoing?
No echo from here.
No.
No echoes here.
I don't either.
Then out of deduction. It must be you, Sheldon.
Maybe it's because I have the Listen Live for the show playing in the background on a web browser.
Exactly.
I just want to mention, Sheldon is a genius in repairing computer damage. My computer is constantly hacked, and he's helped me so much. My email was hacked. I've been hacked up the wazoo. I don't know if you want to give out your website or contact information, Sheldon, as well, so that, you know, people can contact you if they need help.
Well, yeah, people can go to my old radio show. It's called the Light of Day Radio Show.com, and you'll get a menu on the top, and you click on Dr. Carly Archives, and that's where I archive all her past shows. I'm still getting an echo. This is horrible. I turned off the Listen Live.
And can people contact you to get help as well, Sheldon, with their computer issues?
Oh, thanks, Rebecca. Yeah, I'm kind of getting proficient in using a remote control software here to access people's computers and clean them up. You could also contact me for that if you're interested. I'm getting a horrendous echo here.
Do you want to give out your email address or whatever so they can contact you?
Yeah, it's GEM3 in Tucson@q.com.
Okay,
I'm having a hard time with this because I'm keep getting an echoing.
Yeah, the only thing you can do is...
Do I have your computer turned up, your speakers turned up too loud?
What, Christina?
You may have your speakers turned up too loud. I was getting an echo yesterday, and I just turned the speakers down, and it worked.
Do you mean the speakers? No, they're turned down.
I'm failing that. Restart the computer.
I'll join you in a little bit here. I might have to restart my computer.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for coming on, Sheldon. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, also, Rebecca, don't forget to tell the audience the special you're running on consults.
Right. I do consults for people. As I said, I teach them how to reverse their vaccine-induced diseases and whatever problems they have and give solutions with natural therapies. So you can contact me. Actually, the best thing to do is call me. If you have Skype, you can call through Skype. That's how Andy contacted me. My number is 828-294-0662, 828-294-0662. I have to talk to people to find out how complicated their situation is, because that's what I base my charges on, because, you know, that determines how much time I'm going to have to take to do the consult. But there's nothing I can't deal with. But the most important thing people have to do is stop going to the white coats. You know, find a natural doctor, a homeopath, whatever, in your area, and go to them instead. Because the medical doctors are doing nothing but harming people. And if they don't go along with the program, they will be persecuted just like I have been. And that's a very evil situation that's going on.
Yeah, Dr. Carly, your website name, give us that again. And for listeners who only do social media, Dr. Carly, with permission, I've made a Facebook page, and any messages I get will be passed on to you if they do it through Facebook. But they've got your number there, both websites. I've duplicated really what your reversing vaccine-induced disease website is all about, not in total, but just briefly, and made the same name as a Facebook page. So if anybody wants to go there, they can go there on Facebook. Otherwise, they can go to your website, which is, tell everybody,
reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Yes, and I've been, you know, people have been encouraging me for years to start a Facebook page, and I was always resistant because we know that Facebook is monitored by the NSA. But then I realized, you know, they're listening to everything anyway. So, you know, it's very good. I'm glad that I was convinced to get the Facebook page going, and I thank Andy for helping me do that, because I'm not really computer very literate. But I do know how to reverse disease.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yes.
I got rid of the echo. The problem I was having is, apparently, you have the listen live to your show going on your computer, and I was still hooked in your computer with a TeamViewer, so that's where the echo was.
Oh, okay, good.
But I also wanted to reinforce this to your audience that you are running a major discount on your consults for only this month and next month.
Right. Like I said, I know that everybody's broke because the economy is being intentionally trashed. But I am in such dire financial straits that I had to do something. I want to help people as well, because people need to be helped to get healthy again. Because when you're not healthy, of course, it's very hard to stand up. And we all have to stand up to what's going on in this world.
Well, I'm sure each and every one of us can help in whatever way they can. I mean, the radio show is for a voice for you. If it gets so bad you've got no telephone, then we'll get you a chair and a table sitting at a telephone call box, or we'll pay your telephone bill for the month, just to make sure that listeners hear this information. It's absolutely mega essential that they hear what you've got to say, and I'm ashamed in a way that I've, you know, for not sort of reaching out a little bit sooner than this. If it wasn't for certain people to connect, and it was Tim that told me that there's a problem, then we managed to connect with Sheldon. you know, so I'm ashamed in a way that, although, you know, we were doing different things at the time, we should have always reached out every now and again to say hello, but that won't happen again. And, you know, if you don't want our help, just say, look, I'm okay at the moment, you know, go away. But until then, we'll just make sure you're fine.